The Lurkers are currently in the throes of launching a new EP, a nationwide tour, and a new LP, and we have a session from them in tonight's programme. Also a second session from The Valuable Cure, whose debut LP occasioned an uncharacteristically violent review from Paul Morley of the NME, who lumped the band together with others whose work I really don't care for. We start with the title, The Day My Baby Gave Me a Surprise. Is the surprise bad news from the clinic, a harpoon in the thigh, a red and yellow check suit? Devo shall tell us. Heading the Akron, Ohio revival, there's a Devo and a new single, The Day My Baby Gave Me a Surprise, and there's an LP due as well. This is the number 27 record in the BBC's charts.
I'm gonna go.
sank a point from last week, in fact, from 26 to 27, but doubtless it'll bolt back up again. That's very well. The Damned, love song, Whatever Happened to Mary? Lurkers, and whatever happened to Mary? Has she gone to play football in America for the summer? Or is she living a life of shame in the Valley of the Lost Women?
The windows of frigid air icebergs, frozen in prickly heat. The vanishing queen victims, a drip-fed amnesia neat, where the test card melodies warn you, in powder blue pseudo bel air, germs and flies alarm you, they whisper the word expelled. The night sub-zero peep through the windows of sleep. Everyone's husband is a hero, and ghost insurance men creep through the valley of the long-lost women, dreaming under the drying, eating and sleeping and slimming according to what is required. They walk through three colour brochures depicting farms on aquamarine. In the half-built hotels out of focus, they mended the vending machines, where 60 Italian love songs are sung to a million guitars. They lick their drinks on sticks among the men with important cigars. Numb to the digital numbers, numb 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, lost in a faraway rumba, where the oil drums are beaten with sticks. She left her heart in Frisco, she left her room in a mess, she left her hat in the disco, she never left her address. The diving board springs to assistance, throws you off from the shore. Telephones ring in the distance, there are lifts getting stuck between floors. A truck turns into a cul-de-sac. Springtime turns to ice. Rucksacks turn into hunchbacks. Muscle men turn into mice. In a painless panorama with its perpendicular might. The women are going bananas and disappearing from sight.
Just about ready for a new record from John Cooper Clarke. In the meantime, that's from the LP Disguised in Love, Valley of the Lost Women. And this program's been going for 12 minutes and 8 seconds. That's accuracy for you, and so's this. From The Cure tonight, Accuracy, a version of which occurs on their recommended debut album. These are Thin Lizzy, and from the LP Black Rose, the Phil Lynott Mid-Year song, Get Out of Here. Get out! Do I make myself clear? I remember being a little scornful of this album when we first started playing it, but I seem to keep coming back to it, don't I? That's Thin Lizzy from the album Black Rose, Get Out of Here, and Linton Kwesi Johnson from the Ireland album Forces of Victory, Time Come. And that's Linton Kwesi Johnson. And years and years and years ago, I used to go and do regular gigs at a place called Mother's in Erdington in Birmingham, which is no longer there, unhappily. But it used to be a very good gig indeed. It's had people like The Who and Family and the Pink Floyd, I remember in particular. And regular appearances from Fleetwood Mac. And this was in the days before Fleetwood Mac became purveyors of insanely optimistic froth to the world. They were just a blues band then, led by Peter Green, who was outstandingly good at the time. And of course, Peter Green had difficult times since then, but he's got a new LP called In the Sky, and I suppose actually more out of loyalty than anything else, there's some tracks from it, or a track from it. This is Slabo Day. Well, you may well be thinking, oh, Peter Green, he can still make that guitar talk, can't he? Well, actually, it wasn't him playing lead on that. It's somebody called Snowy White, but Peter does play rhythm guitar, and on the rest of the LP does play lead. That's called Sleigh Bow Day, and the album's In the Skies on PVK Records. And records on the rock label, that's ROK, seem to be coming at us at an appalling pace. This is a label, of course, which has a different novice band on each side of the record. These are the Zeros, and What's Wrong with Pop Group. Zeros on rock records, and what's wrong with the pop group? Well, the answer to that seems to be not much, because here they come now. Thank you. Kind of catchy. Those are the pop group from their LP Y, just the letter Y on Radar, and the boys from Brazil. Another from the Lurkers, a plea, Take Me Back to Babylon. Lurkers putting the argument for remaining in Babylon with some conviction, and I must confess that I find myself in sympathy with their arguments too. This is Nigger Kojak on Laser Records, and hopefully an undamaged copy of Massacre.
Nigger Kojak is my name, and music is my gear. All right. When I do this one to really I'm about to spread my name. All I mean be a killing hammer. Green be a killing, a murder. Oh, oh, General, General, nigga, put up at the control. General, 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 nigga, put up at the control. Automatic pistol, you out control. Well, I nigga, put up to what them do. Go here, put up, go here, go where? India, put up in here, that's here. India, put up in here.
Nigga Code Jack and Massacre, and that seemed to be a slightly damaged copy of the record as well, unless it was an unusually rootsy edit on the master tape, but I don't think it was, because my Jamaican copy of the record doesn't jump about like that. However, we'll continue our unrelenting search for a proper one, and after Massacre, accidents will happen. Do you find yourself getting bored with Elvis Costello? Right and tell me. No, actually don't. As Accidents Will Happen, the new single, and here's another one from The Cure, and another song which also occurs on their LP and ends with an unearthly scream, which I missed the first time I played it. Subway Song. Except at that point I usually go to sleep. Those are The Cure and Subway Song, and I'll tell you some of the band's gigs on May the 17th. What's the day today? Consult a piece of paper. Just talk among yourselves so I'll find out. The 16th, so that's tomorrow. Pretty quick, eh? It's Northwich Memorial Hall, Cheshire, and then they move on the 18th to Newport, on the 19th, Halifax, 21st, Stafford, the 22nd, Birmingham, the 23rd, Newport. Again, is that the same Newport process? It's a different one. The place is full of Newports. The 24th, it's the Roots, Exeter, 25th, Portsmouth, 26th, Totnes, the 28th, the Camelot Suite, Yeovil, which is a place I should dearly like to visit, I must admit. The 29th, Sheffield, and the 31st, the Boogie House, Norwich, my local gig. It's a suitable day, I might go to it, probably won't though. Jerry Lee Lewis, the guitar solo on this, played by James Burton, number one loving man. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna give you start himself a chain reaction. Sing it, brother.
That's Jerry Lee Lewis, the number one loving man. Not great, but better than songs about one-eyed ponies that saved the West. All right, tell me the name of a song about a one-eyed pony that saved the West. Some other time, perhaps. The Nina Hagen Band, and this is Superboy. And that part of that are probably jolly rude if you speak German. That's the Nina Hagen band from the import LP on CBS, and that's called Superboy, a Mitterreger Hagen composition. Mitterreger, not a bad name, actually, not as good as Karl-Heinz Rummenigge, the German footballer. Michael Chapman from the LP Life on the Ceiling, Gamblers on the Shoreline. Michael Chapman from the LP Life on the Ceiling, rather a good album too. It's on Criminal Records, and that's Gamblers on the Shoreline. And if you're a regular listener to the Anne Nightingale programme, then you'll know that all of the requests that she plays on that are for people at university, and I have to cope with the rest, including Maggie Holmes, who writes from Bournemouth, and asked me to play something for her boyfriend Mick Cleary, who's on holiday in Dorchester. Probably the first person who's ever been on holiday in Dorchester. Is a magazine. Thank you. Thrilled to their new session on our programme on Monday night. There's a magazine from the LP Secondhand Daylight and Feed the Enemy. And this next is for Leslie, Katie, Sheila and Teresa, who seem to go to St Paul's Roman Catholic Secondary School in Leicester and have written me a largely incomprehensible letter. These are the Special AKA.
Thank you.
stars of Two Tone Records. Those are the special AKA, and that's called Gangsters. And what a very wonderful record it is, too. Time for something else by the Lurkers? Oh, well, why not? Those are the Lurkers out in the dark. Best place for them, if you ask me. And I have a letter from Sue of Ashington in Northumberland, which starts, "Dear John, I bet you didn't have a centre page spread in colour of Kenny Dalglish in your Sunday newspaper. We have the Sunday Mail, which is a Scottish paper." Well, I must admit I didn't, but if there's anybody who's listening who's got a spare copy of this, which they don't want, I should be very grateful to receive it on the paper of the house with pictures of Kenny Dalglish. Of course, I suppose these days, at home, he's a tourist. Gang of Four, the forthcoming single on EMI stroke Gang of Four Records. At home is a tourist, and after I played the special AKA track earlier, I meant to mention that they've got a gig tomorrow at the Townhouse, Wellington, Telford. I must have thought Wellington and Telford were two separate places, but those of you who live in the area probably know what it's all about. It's in Shropshire anyway. Also featuring Crisis, apparently, or possibly, and two local bands, Strange Pleasure and Orange and Yellow Curtain Rails, which is a sillier name for a band as I've heard in a long time. These are The Cure, Plastic Passion. Plastic Passion, if you must, or Plastic Passion, if you'd rather, and those are The Cure. And this is Brian James. I played you this on Monday night's programme, his first solo release on his own BJ label, BJ1, the number, in case you want to make a note of it. Ain't that a shame?
I'm gonna
going to follow them with Fats Domino's song of the same name. Brian James and Ain't That a Shame. And there's a profoundly obscure single on what is either Gemmy or Gemmy Records, which features the Joe 90 theme by Joe 90 and the Thunderbirds on one side, and Psychoanalysis by They Must Be Russians on the other. And it was given to me by somebody called Robert, who was sent it to by a mate of his called Mike. And in Mike's letter to Robert, he says, could you find out what night it's going to be played on the John Peel programme? It's being played tonight, Mike. Debut recording, I just bet you. They Must Be Russians, and that's called Psychoanalysis. And now Geraint Watkins and the Dominators.
Back away from the night. Oh,
For further study, read my pamphlet on toilet training and the effect of the wee wee hours on black American culture of the late 1940s and early 1950s. And these are the undertones. Undertones and Billy's Third, and I shall tell you some of the gigs on the Lurkers tour. This Saturday, May the 19th, they're at Wolverhampton. On the 24th, which isn't this Saturday, it's not on next week, they're on in Swansea. The 25th, it's Retford. The 26th, Blackpool. The 30th, York. And then on June the 1st, Edinburgh. The 2nd, Middlesbrough. And on the 3rd of June, they're in Dumfries. And the tour continues through the month, ending at the Lyceum in London on the 24th of June. So, be a lurker and see the world. Of the Lurkers, see the world, and the last from them tonight. We shall not lurk further this evening. This is Hugh Mundell and That Little Short Man.
So I said it's really up to you. Got it, I said it's
Hugh Mundell, that little short man, and on tomorrow night's programme, a repeat of our recent session from The Shapes.
What's for lunch, Mum?
Honours of the Shapes, and you can laugh and dance your cares away to the Leamington Spa Funsters on tomorrow night's programme. But tonight, it's still the turn of The Cure, and this is another song which occurs on their LP. It's Grinding Halt. Wondering how they were going to do that live. Those are Cure, and that's called Grinding Halt. And the band were so stung by Paul Morley's vigorous condemnation of their LP in the New Musical Express that they've taken the unusual step of retaliating on the air. This is not something we want to see happen very often, but using the same music, The Cure now, and Desperate Journalist in ongoing, meaningful review situation. We'll be right back.
just that in 1979, people shouldn't be allowed to get away with things like this, I say.
Well, for Paul Morley, read Ian Penn. I don't know how he got in there, but there's the same paper anyway. And those are The Cure, Desperate Journalist in Ongoing Meaningful Review Situation. Actually, I rather like that as a concept. Perhaps we ought to do more of it. Get a little action going. These are The Skids and their new single, It's Masquerade. Skids, the current single, and it's called Masquerade. While it was going on, actually, I was just sitting here ruminating as to why it's possible those NME boys may have taken against The Cure so much. I can't understand that, really. I mean, there are a great many bands who deserve much harder condemnation than that, I think. Iggy Pop from the LP New Values, and this is Don't Look Down.
Thank you. see the clothes you wear. I just hear that crazy sound, and I can't look down. I'm thinking my first candy time. I always heard that crazy sound. And you know, it's candy time. There's always something else.
A bit dull, wasn't it? But there again, we can't have it easy all the time. That's Iggy Pop from the LP New Values, and it's called Don't Look Down. And I'm a great believer in going down fast, but I'm always ready to listen to an opposing view. Howling, would you sign in, please?
Man, you know I done enjoyed things that kings and queens will never have. In fact, kings and queens can never get. And they don't even know about it. And good times,
I have had my fun. If I never get well no more.
Look at here. I did not say I was a millionaire. But I said I have spent more money than a millionaire. Because if I had kept all the money that I'd already spent, I would have been a millionaire a long time ago. And women, yeah, jubilee moves. Thank you.
entirely wonderful piece, to be sure. That's Howling Wolf and Going Down Slow, written by St. Louis Jimmy, a native of Des Moines, Iowa, and a lifelong martyr to great googly mooglies. And that's the end of tonight's programme, on which you heard The Cure and The Lurkers. Tomorrow night, as I hinted earlier, it's The Shapes. I hope you'll be able to listen. Thanks very much for your attention to this. Good night.